This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Dina De Leon. Date of birth, March 28, 1963. Case ID number is 588-9010. Date of exam, June 29, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. An orthopedic surgery center office visit note, dated 3/28/23. Identifying information, this is a 60-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right carpal tunnel syndrome and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was August 5th, 2022, where she worked at sorting out clothes in boxes at Target for approximately 2.5 years. She also worked for Target for 16 years. During that time, she worked part-time, 4 to 7 hours per day and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house and she's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, right carpal tunnel syndrome / osteoarthritis. History of allegations. Number one, right carpal tunnel syndrome, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop pain in her right wrist area, which would radiate to her third finger and her thumb. She states it would radiate up through her forearm. The claimant had a 40 milligram depomedrol intramuscular and tissue injection at the site of the inflammation, which she states helped her for a couple of weeks. She has had no other major surgeries performed, and she has not had EMGs performed to evaluate nerve damage or nerve conduction velocities. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She also complains of numbness in her hands. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 4 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a broom, or button her clothes at this time. She is able to use her left hand only at this time. The claimant has poor function of the right hand, and she does use a right wrist support for her right wrist. Her physician works at Urgent Night Clinic, and she states that she sees different doctors there. She was prescribed Mobic 15 milligrams QD, but states it doesn't work, and she no longer takes it. Her physical activity includes watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. She does no other strenuous exercises at this time. Family history is non-pertinent at this time. Medications, Mobic 15 milligrams QD and lisinopril 5 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, vitiligo, lumbar sacral back pain, history of hysterectomy total in 2006, The claimant also has an incisional hernia with a mesh infection, which has not been treated at this time. She also suffers from chronic urinary tract infections. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. When she was a teenager, she did use marijuana in 1980. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit. Weight 125 pounds. Height 59.5 inches tall. BP 158 over 105 mmHg. Second reading is 178 over 101 mmHg. Heart rate 90 beats per minute. Respiration 18 respirations per minute. BMI 25. General. This is a 60-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress except for right wrist pain. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. The claimant does have two contact lenses that she was wearing. One, the right one is to see close up, and the second one is to see far away. She did not remove the contact lenses for the physical exam. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant was missing a few teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal with contact lenses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, difficult to evaluate. The claimant has a contact lens and uses that right side to see close up. The second lens on the left side is used to see far away. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft but tender in the lower pelvic area, especially on the left side. The claimant has a left lower quadrant orange size hernia and close to her pelvic, in her pelvic area, which is secondary to a hernia. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant does have pain in her right wrist. Phelan's test and Tunnell's test were positive. She has full range of motion. However, also the tap test and compression test of the median nerve appeared to be mildly positive. The claimant also has a third right finger, trigger finger, and a left fifth finger contracture secondary to an injury in the past. Could you drop down to neurological after the last sentence? The claimant does have some medium, radial, and ulnar nerve problems with her right wrist area, and she also appears to have some atrophy of the right hand. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tenderness in the right wrist area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted, except for a contracture of the small finger on the left side. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased function of the right hand. Secondary to carpal tunnel syndrome. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for the right hand, where she has numbness and atrophy noted of the right hand. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices, but she does have a right wrist support for her carpal tunnel syndrome. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 3 over 5 for the right hand and plus 5 over 5 for the left. The claimant was unable to oppose fingers or pinch and had difficulty making a full closed fist with the right hand. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right hand where the claimant had decrease in sensory, secondary to numbness and tingliness of her fingers. No evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms except for the right hand. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right grip of the hand. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left side, but abnormal for the right. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand, but at a lesser extent with the right hand. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for right carpal tunnel syndrome, secondary to medium nerve entrapment. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength on the right side, but normal grip strength on the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is normal for the right hand and abnormal for the left. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue except for the right hand. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with contact lenses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right carpal tunnel syndrome of the right hand. Probable diagnosis is right carpal tunnel of the right hand with signs of medium radial and ulnar nerve entrapment, as well as some atrophy. The claimant also has decreased sensory and motor function of the right hand at this time. Osteoarthritis, dash normal physical exam. The claimant appears to be doing well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Dina De Leon.